Russia has fired cruise missiles at Ukraine's capital as the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres visits Kyiv. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky accused the Kremlin of trying to humiliate the UN, and one of his advisers called it a postcard from Moscow. A residential area was hit. At least one person was killed. Guterres has met Volodymyr Zelensky, but before that meeting, he toured regions near Kyiv, where Russian troops have been accused of committing war crimes. During a press conference later, Guterres called for accountability.
Ukraine is an epicenter of unbearable heartache and pain. I witnessed that very vividly today around Kyiv. The senseless loss of life, the massive destruction, the unacceptable violations of human rights and the laws of war. It is vital that the International Criminal Court and other UN mechanisms conduct their work so that there can be real accountability.
It's important that the Secretary General has had a chance to witness the crimes committed against the Ukrainian people in the suburbs of the city of Kyiv. He has seen what the occupying forces have done against our citizens. This is the true genocide. And it is important to facilitate the establishment of a special international tribunal on Russian crimes.
Beijing's pick as the next leader of Hong Kong has unveiled his manifesto. John Lee is so far the only candidate in the race to succeed Carrie Lam as chief executive of the territory. He was head of security during the 2019 pro-democracy protests against the government and Beijing. At least 20 people, including children, are dead after a surge in gang violence in Haiti's capital. Fighting began on Sunday as two gangs fought for control of some areas of Port-au-Prince. Last year's assassination of the president has left a political vacuum, and the gangs have tried to expand their influence. The U.S. state of Oklahoma has voted in favor of a near-total ban on abortion. If approved by the governor, Oklahoma will have the toughest restrictions in the U.S. Termination would only be allowed for medical emergencies, rape, or incest.